Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting developments in AI-powered web development using Gemini 2.5, Flash, and MCPs. It's all about building websites and apps cheaply and efficiently.
Cheap AI website building. I'm intrigued. Is this about that holy square you mentioned before? Model, AI dev, context, and thinking?
Exactly. And this time we're focusing on the practical application. Can we build functional websites using Flash with MCPs, specifically Context 7 for documentation and sequential thinking for step-by-step execution without breaking the bank?
So, kind of like turbocharging a less powerful model with smart prompts and instructions.
Precisely. Instead of relying on expensive models like Gemini 2.5 Pro or Sonic 3.7, we're leveraging the cost-effectiveness of Flash, and early tests show promising results for a fraction of the cost.
What kind of results are we talking about? Fully functional sites or just basic prototypes?
Well, in initial tests, with a simple prompt and clear instructions in the custom instructions section, Flash, combined with MCPs, produced a near-complete Next.js project for around 30 cents. That's incredible compared to the $10 to $15 it'd cost with the premium models.
Hold on, 30 cents? That's practically free. But was it, you know, good?
Usable, definitely. It had the basic structure, content placeholders, and even implemented internationalization. While it wasn't perfect and needed some tweaking, the foundation was solid. It even generated a language switcher.
So, it's like getting 80% of the way there for a tiny fraction of the price. That's compelling. What about those pesky errors you often get with these less powerful models?
Good point. There were some TypeScript errors, but interestingly, many were resolved with quick fixes or by switching IDEs. It highlights the importance of not getting bogged down by errors that might not be actual problems. Sometimes the IDE itself is the issue.
So a bit of manual cleanup is still necessary, but it's manageable. What about styling and overall polish? Can you get a truly production-ready site this way?
That's where further refinement comes in. After the initial generation, a follow-up prompt focusing on styling, additional content, and ensuring all pages were functional brought the total cost to around $1.30. Still, remarkably cheap.
But $1.30 versus $10 to $15. I mean, that's a game changer. It almost feels too good to be true. Any downsides or limitations?
Well, DeepSeek, while free, hasn't shown consistent results. But the real potential here is in the combination of these MCPs, sequential thinking and Context 7. They seem to unlock a level of performance in weaker models we haven't seen before. Imagine the possibilities if we could reliably build fully functional sites completely for free.
Free AI-powered websites. That's a paradigm shift. So this vibe coding with MCPs is the future?
It's definitely a powerful new tool in the arsenal. The ability to guide these less powerful, more affordable models with strategic prompts and instructions opens doors for rapid prototyping and development that were previously unimaginable. We've only just scratched the surface, and I can't wait to explore it further.
I'm with you on that. Thanks for breaking this down. A very insightful conversation about the future of affordable web development.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone, and catch you in the next episode where we dive deeper into this exciting new frontier.
Goodbye.